what are the biggest differences when you're jumping from those situations? Like footwork?
I mean, a lot of it's just, you know, center the guys right in front of you, so you're kind of punching first and then mirroring later, and when, as you move farther away from the ball, obviously they move farther away from you as well. So, you know, tackle, you're kicking 3-4 times before you're making contact. So that's mostly the big difference, is just the distance between the defender and yourself.
When you're preparing for that many different possibilities, does the take-home work get bigger? Do you have to do more work when you get back to the house?
I mean, I think you just have to be smart about how you're separating your time, you know, between the positions, and understand which ones, you know, are most likely and which ones, you need to do a little more work on, things like that. Obviously, I think I'm really comfortable at center, so I don't have to spend too much in the game plan worrying about center, because I've done it enough and done it long enough. And then you just understand where you're going to be needed the most, and kind of dedicate your time wisely.
Does it become like a rhythm thing, even with Sunday, after a couple plays? Do you feel like it comes down to rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, getting the muscle memory back and kind of getting comfortable, and just, you know, seeing the still frames on the sidelines and understanding what he's doing to you, and then you kind of change your sets to the way, you know, he's playing you, so you can kind of combat what he's doing.
Just talking about the line after the way you guys played last week, are you looking forward to another shot at Arizona, where you guys are now feeling like you're playing pretty well at that unit?
I think we're just looking forward to another shot at anybody. I think we're ready to go, and this is the next step, you know, in our journey for what we set, you know, at the beginning of the season. So I think it doesn't matter, you know, I think the opponent's kind of faceless at this point. We're just going out there, and we know what we need to do, and we just need to go out there and play hard.
Just being out there, how good was that defense, though? I mean, were they as impressive as people talk about?
Arizona, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're a talented group. Obviously, they've done a lot of good things, and you know, they've got some good pass rushers there, and they run a lot of games, a lot of stunts, a lot of blitzes. So you just gotta be ready to pick everything up.
JC, Mike said today that you could play six positions. If you lobby to play tight end, would you like to play tight end?
I'd love a pass. I'd love a touchdown pass. But no, I mean, obviously that's high praise. But you know, it's just about being ready, and whatever the team needs you to do, being ready to step up and do whatever they need you to.
Is that something that you've done to be able to play all those positions, or is that an offensive lineman kind of trained to play in different areas?
I mean, I think it's, you know, it kind of just depends on what type. I mean, obviously there's some people can, you know, center guards, you know, guard tackles. I think it's just a vary of, you know, what you have, athleticism, size. I think it just, you know, varies between people a little bit.